This is Dr. Ani dictating a consultation on LEA, L-E-A-H, middle initials A. Last name is Watts, W-A-T-T-S. Date of birth is March 12, 1985. Date of consultation is January 25, 2022. Referring physician is K-C-C-A-S-E-Y. Last name is John, J-O-H-N. Comma PA-C. History of personal loss. Appears as a 36-year-old male. As a female who is being evaluated via telehealth. Period. She has a history of vomiting and diarrhea on and off for the past 4 months. Period. Symptoms are not associated with any hematemesis, comma dysphagia or dysphagia. Period. Denied any bleeding per rectum or melena. Period. She had dyspepsia and reflux symptoms before, but is no longer present. Period. She had tried proton pump inhibitor in the past and also some over-the-counter antacids. She was given probiotic -IE align ALIGN. Period. Paragraph. Review of the labs done on November 3, 2021 revealed negative anti-nuclear antibody, comma rheumatoid factor less than 10, comma normal TSH, comma normal hemoglobin A1C, comma normal vitamin B12, comma normal folate, comma mild hypertriglyceridemia, comma mild elevation of LDL cholesterol, comma normal B1, comma normal creatinine, comma normal protein, comma albumin, and normal LFTs. Period. CBC revealed no evidence of any anemia, comma leukopenia or thrombocytopenia. Period. Paragraph. A CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis was done without contrast on April 12, 2018. For abdominal pain, comma nausea and vomiting, and the study done as I mentioned earlier, comma without intravenous contrast revealed normal appearing lung, comma liver, comma spleen, comma pancreas and gallbladder. There was evidence of mild right hydroureteronephrosis to a 5 mm calculus at the right ureterovesical junction and another 2 mm non-obstructing calculus, the right kidney, period. No evidence of any bowel obstruction. Comma inflammation or mass was identified, period. The appendix was normal, period. next line, the past medical history is significant also for hematuria period. An abdominal ultrasound done in 2012 revealed an unremarkable study with no evidence of any gallstones, period. Impression number one, vomiting and diarrhea. There's differential diagnosis includes rule out infectious versus inflammatory etiology, period. I cannot rule out a coexisting acid peptic disease or Helicobacter pylori infection, period. Next point, rule out irritable bowel syndrome. Next point, history of renal calculi. Dash normal CBC and CMP. I don't see an amylase or lipase level. Recommendations, number one, the following labs are ordered, dash IE. A comprehensive metabolic panel, comma tissue transglutaminated antibody to rule out celiac, comma C-reactive protein, comma amylase and lipase. Next point, stool studies for fecal calprotectin, comma stool for Helicobacter pylori antigen, comma stool for ova, comma parasites angiaria, and stool for occult blood is being ordered. Next point, unless it is indicated, follow-up appointment in about 3 to 4 weeks. And further recommendations will be made and may require an upper endoscopy and a colonoscopy depending on the lab studies period. End of dictation. Thanks.